spread of the evidence, this is going to naturally lead to what? The fire of jealousy to be ignited, and the fire of enmity and hatred and jealousy. So the Sheikh went on to say, this is a very important point that we have to understand. And then the fourth point is that the Sheikh did not allow, the Sheikh said that the sister did not allow the woman or one of the wives, the man did not allow one of his wives to begin to criticize openly another one of his wives, another one of his family members. If he was to allow one of them to openly criticize or to criticize to him, one of the other family members, this also is going to be a cause of the khalal, or there's going to be some problems, some holes, and some nuqs or deficiencies in the relationship that they are trying to develop and that they are trying to maintain. And the fifth point of advice is, this point of advice is connected with the man's ability to be kind to his wife. Whenever he sees something from the girl that he does not like, some behavior or some behavioral pattern that he is used to, when he sees this, he should be extremely careful of raising his voice to the girl to the best of his ability. He should use it only firmly. He shouldn't raise his voice in front of the other women, because what will happen is the raising of his voice will serve to destroy the existing love that woman may have in her heart who did something which was mukhalif or something that was against the religion. And finally, the very last point of advice, ikhwan, is that if it so happened that there was some problems that took place between the wives or between a wife, then the Sheikh's advice to the men of the community is that in trying to solve that problem, that you do not approach the problem in an attempt to solve it by being a person who allows your emotions to be the authority by which you're going to try to solve the problem. Do not allow your emotions to be that deciding factor which is going to determine for you your opinion and your decision. And if I say that about your emotions, then I say even more so about your hawa, your desires, your nafs. Don't allow your nafs to be that deciding factor which is going to determine for you the decision or the position that you are going to take. And inclusive of that is, do not go, and you repeat this, do not go to the Qawaneen al-Wadi, do not go to those kufar, do not go to the kufar in order to solve your problem. The man shouldn't go to the kufar, nor should the women go to the kufar. The men nor the women to go to the kufar. The Sheikh said, because these people have no Islam, and these people do not judge by al-Islam, and these people do not love Islam, and they are working to destroy al-Islam. But what you should do when you have these problems is that you should go to the ulama, those people who understand al-Islam, the rules of al-Islam, and if they are not present and you can't do it with them, then you go to the students of knowledge. And he went on to specify the students of knowledge. He didn't just say the students of knowledge. He said you go to the students of knowledge who have the ability to look into your affairs and to come out with the best solutions and suggestions that are going to be the islah or the good which you're going to find to allow you to continue. And then the Sheikh went on to say that the Muslim man who has plural wives, or the Muslim man who is thinking about it and he is about to embark upon it, he is the one who really has to consider what was presented here. And according to how well he practices these qawaid that the Sheikh mentioned before and what was mentioned before, it would determine how much love and purity and beauty he's going to have in the relationship. And opposite of that, the opposite of that is how much he goes against what was mentioned already, that would determine how many problems he's going to have in the relationship of his plural marriage. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this affair and in all of the affairs that we find ourselves a part of, we ask him for the tawfiq for ourselves and for you.
Now, واخيرا ايها الاخوه في الله ثلاثه تنبيهات. اما اولها فمتعلق بالمراه. اقول لاخواتي المسلمات، اقول لاخواتي في الله، اتقين الله في انفسكن واتقين الله في أزواجكن، وإياكن أن تجعلوا الغيرة أو الغيرة فوق شرع الله، فعليكن أن تضبطوا الغيرة بضوابط الشريعة، لا أن تجعلوا الغيرة فوق أحكام الشريعة، فإذا قمتن بذلك عشتن حياة هانئة هادئة طيبة في ظلال التقوى والإيمان واليقين. وأما ثانيها فمتعلق بالرجل، فأقول لإخواني المسلمين، لإخواني في الله، إياكم بسماعكم ما تقدم من كلام أن تندفعوا بعواطفكم، وألا تقدروا مواضع أقدامكم، وألا تنظروا للأمور نظرة دقيقة تحسبون لها الحسابات، فإذا بكم تقعون من غير وعي وتسقطون من غير اهتمام ومن غير تأنن ومن غير إعطاء للأمور حقها بسبب هذا الاندفاع العاطفي الذي لم يقم على قاعدة التعقل والتفكر والتأني. وأما النقطة الأخيرة أو التنبيه الأخير وهو المشترك بين الرجال والنساء، فإني أقول للرجل والمرأة سواء أكان هذا الرجل والمرأة متزوجين فقط زواجا فرديا أو كان الرجل متزوجا أكثر من امرأة، فأقول لهؤلاء وأولئك ارضوا بما أنتم فيه واقنعوا بما أنتم عليه، وإياكم بالمقارنة مع الآخرين، لا يقارنن واحد منكم أسرته بأسرة غيره سواء أكان هو زوجا لامرأة أو زوجا لنساء، سواء أكانت هي زوجة لرجل ليس عنده غيرها أو زوجة لرجل عنده غيرها من النساء. وهذا ما يشير إليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حيث قال انظروا إلى من هو دونكم لتعلموا فضل الله عليكم ونعمة الله عليكم، ولا تنظروا إلى من هو فوقكم لئلا تزدروا أي تحتقروا نعمة الله عليكم. فإذا أزال المسلمون هذه المقارنات وهذه الموازنات من عقولهم في حياتهم كانت لهم الحياة الطيبة الهادئة الهانئة التي يعيشون فيها ضمن شريعة الإسلام وضمن أخلاق الإسلام وضمن أحكام الإسلام. وأقول أخيرا جزاكم الله خيرا على حسن استماعكم وصبركم، ونسأل الله أن يثبتنا وإياكم وأن يجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه، وأعتذر لكم وجزاكم الله خيرا، وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Now the chef said he just has the last point that he wants to make, the last three points that he wants to make. And the point is, the first point is to the women, my sisters, the Muslim women, my sisters in Al-Islam. I advise you sisters to fear Allah as it relates to yourself. And I advise you women to fear Allah as it relates to your husbands as well. And I advise you sisters, all of you sisters, not to allow your jealousy to be superimposed upon Al-Islam. That your jealousies are being, Al-Islam is being overridden by your jealousy. He said, but what you have to do is you have to struggle in order to make your jealousies subservient to the legislation of Allah, to put that jealousy under what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered you to do. When you do that, sister, then you will live the life that is tayyiba, that is good, wholesome, and you will live under the shade of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will, as a result of that, get the blessings that will naturally come as a result of the person who this is his description. And then the second advice is an advice to the brothers, the brother Muslims, my brothers in Al-Islam. I advise you brothers not to hear what you heard and what I've spoken about all today. And then you take what you hear and you allow your emotions after all of that to use what I said as a weapon, or you take your emotions and you allow your emotions again to be the deciding factor in determining your decisions and the positions that you take. But I advise you people, you brothers, to be men, to look into your affairs and your issues as men look into their affairs and their issues. Don't be like the people in a rut. Look into each and every affair with deep contemplation and consideration, and give yourself a lot of hisabat. And the hisab is to take a lot of account and to take a lot of reckoning before you make a move and before you make a decision. Don't make a decision without any wa'i. And then wa'i is awareness. Don't make a decision and you are not cognizant of what you're doing, or you do not give any true consideration of what you are about to do, not taking into consideration the ramifications of your actions. You have to give every single affair its right concerning its contemplation that it deserves. And lastly, I would like to give this advice, and the brothers and the sisters both share in this. This advice is to both parties at the same time, to the man and to the woman. It's to the man who is the possessor of one wife, and to the man, yarhamakallah, and to the man who has more than one wife. It is to the woman who is in a relationship where she's with a man who has only her, and it's also to the lady who has other women who are sharing with her husband. The Sheikh went on to say, you people, you need to be content and you need to be satisfied with your own special particular situation. You need to be a person who has the iqna. You are satisfied and you are convinced, and you find your situation enough for you. And do not by any means look at other people and start to compare your situation with other people's situations. Whether you are a man with one wife, don't look at other people who have one wife. If you're a man who has more than one wife, don't look at people who have other wives and compare your case with their case. And if you're a woman who's married to one man, don't look at other families that have that same situation. Or if you're a woman who has a husband who's being shared by other women along with you, do not look at the other families and other women who are in that situation. You yourself, you need to take care of your own specific circumstances, because that in itself is enough for you. And the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he himself, he has given us, or he has pointed to this, and he has directed us to this advice that I'm telling you in an authentic hadith, in which he said to us, look at those who are below you. Look at those who are below you, so that you will come to know of Allah's favors upon you. And do not look at those who are above you, so that you will not be of the people who look at the favors of Allah upon you as being insignificant. Look at those who are below you, who Allah has not honored or bestowed upon them what he gave to you, so that you will come to know the ni'mah or the favor that Allah has bestowed upon you. And do not look at those and concern yourselves with those who are above you, so that you will not look at what Allah has bestowed upon you as being insignificant. The Sheikh went on to say, Ikhwan, if we were to do this, what I mentioned today and what I'm advising you to do now, again, we will live the life that is tayyiba, the life that is haniya, that is easy, is tranquil, and the life that is void of the confusion. We will be inside of the realm of al-Islam, inside of the realm of good character, inside of the realm of love and what love necessitates, and the fruitation that naturally comes from the love. So with that, inshallah, we bring this segment of the class to the end. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Jazakumullah khairan to the Sheikh. What we'll try and do now is break for Dhuhr and then resume around about 3 o'clock for the next class. The questions that the brothers and sisters have sent up, don't feel that they're not be answered. We will try and have a session to answer these questions between 6 and 7 o'clock. We'll try and have a session between 6 and 7 o'clock to answer these questions. Some of the questions were answered in an earlier talk given by Sheikh Salim on the role of women giving dawah, so that's why you saw me putting them aside. other questions have been answered before by the sheikhs themselves when they came before. So that's why we put them aside. It's not because we're trying to vet any questions, inshallah.